Western producer John Baranek has the unenviable task of coming up with a weather forecast for the United States during a period of uncertainty. The world will be transitioning from a super El Niño weather event to a La Niña event this spring and summer. That is considered a neutral ENSO state. If it's in a neutral state, it doesn't drive anything, DTN's meteorologist told farmers attending the 2024 Commodity Classic, an annual gathering of U.S. corn, soybean, wheat and sorghum growers. That means he is putting more faith in historical analog years than he is in weather models this year. There have only been 5 years since 1950 where a super El Niño was in place during the winter, so those are the years he is paying attention to. This year's super El Niño resulted in a super warm winter. For a lot of us it didn't feel like winter, said Baranek, who lives in Burnsville, Minnesota. He would usually relish the thought of escaping Minnesota to spend a few days in Houston attending the Commodity Classic in late February, early March, but this year it was actually warmer back home. Much of the U.S. received above normal precipitation during the winter, especially in the southern portion of the country where drought has been reduced or eliminated. It has been absolutely incredible, Baranek told growers attending DTN's market and weather outlook session. We're in a good spot. But El Niño is quickly losing its grip on the weather as the tropical Pacific Ocean rapidly cools. The U.S. climate forecast system models show there will be a transition to a strong La Niña event by fall and neutral conditions or La Nada for much of the spring and summer. When Baranek analyzed analog years, he determined that it will likely be a warmer than normal spring across the U.S., especially in the north. There will be active storm systems in March and then it could turn dry in the Midwest for April and May, which could be beneficial for corn and soybean planting. He expects a big pool of hot air in the middle of the country during the summer months. We're expecting a very hot summer, unfortunately, said Baranek. June will be dry in the south and wet in the north, which could cause some issues for farmers in the Dakotas and western Canada if they are late seeding their crops. July is the opposite scenario. It will be dry in the north and there will be a good pocket of moisture in the Midwest when the corn is pollinating. That's going to be important because if we do get that heat, anybody who stays dry is going to have some issues, he said. Contact Sean.Pratt at producer.com.